So, brothers in the Dharma, it's been a delight to be on the conventions, the mixed and also the men's. For me, a particular highlight was Bhante's birthday celebration, where Shraddhavati gave a very personal and moving talk about her relationship with Bhante. And as well as being kind of my eyes filling with tears listening to that, there was also a kind of a sense of inspiration from that, in that she described Bhante's mum as saying, "Here he is, the head of a Buddhist order, very well respected, and he was such a naughty boy." And I kind of felt a real resonance with Bhante because of that. Anyway, so I'm pleased to be here tonight to give a talk on nonviolent communication. Originally, it was Kumarajiv who was down to give the talk, but he couldn't get his visa. So before the last chapter was published, it was a speaker to be announced. I happened to come back from a 15-day training with Marshall Rosenberg, the founder of NVC. And I saw in the back of Shabda, NVC, and I thought, oh, great. And then speaker to be announced. And then there was that voice in me that kind of goes, yikes, oh, no, I'm going to look for trouble here. It was kind of, I could sort of, the voice saying, yeah, I could do that. I could give this really great, inspiring talk, eloquent, articulate, and I could rise up into the air and disappear at the end and be speaking. But that's been done before, so... And I wasn't sure whether I could actually pull it off. So I just sat with it. And then a couple of nights later, I was facilitating an MVC practice group. And I just felt so in touch with MVC and MVC as the Dharma that I made this crazy leap from thinking that here I was with three people who are really interested in MVC, that I could stand up in front of the order and give a talk on MVC and the Dharma. Anyway, so I phoned Mahamati. And he said he would see if that was possible, and so here I am. I've pretty much decided that I won't rise up into the air at the end, and you might be disappointed, but never mind. I might be hoping that the ground opens up and swallows me, but we'll see. With reference to Shantideva, nothing new will be said here, nor is there anything actually new in MVC, nor have I any great skill as a speaker. I'm not a thinker, I'm not a scholar, so I've done this and I'm hoping that it will perfume my own mind, and if it's of any benefit to anybody else, I hope that that merit goes towards the alleviation of suffering. Anyway, MVC and the Dharma. So the talk can be summed up in, MVC isn't the answer to the world's problems, but it can really enhance the order and our understanding of the Dharma. Though, just like the Dharma, its potential is to be like a black water snake. If grasped wrongly, it can cause us harm. So that's the gist of the talk. You can fall asleep now if you want. I'll just carry on. So I thought it'd be interesting to gauge the feelings of this representative group of the order to sort of see, you know, where you kind of sit as regards NVC and your response to NVC. So my mind reading abilities are really quite poor. You might be disappointed to hear that, but they are quite poor. So I've come up with a threefold verbal classification. So it's going to require some audience participation. And if you're concerned for Jnanavacha, don't worry. I checked it out with him already and I know what his feelings are about NVC. So he's just going to sit there and enjoy. So this is a request. And so the threefold classification is neutral people. I'd like you to kind of go, people who are favorable towards MVC, I'd like you to sort of say, you know, just kind of quite out loud, are you feeling because? Yeah. And people who don't like it, I'm hoping will be inspired by that previous people, will go, arr. So that's the threefold classification, yeah? So those people who are neutral, so neutral is kind of, So on three, one, two, three. Thank you. Those people who are inspired by MVC, are you feeling because? One, two, three.
Are you feeling because?
And those people who kind of feel about MVC, one, two, three. Thank you, that's very interesting. So before I define MVC, I'd like you to recall the first time you encountered the Dharma, or the first time you had a sense that the order or the FWBO, the Dharma, was really what you wanted to do with your life. I'd like you just to kind of connect with that. Maybe for me it was quite sort of like a yes, but maybe for you it was quite a gradual thing. But just kind of see if you can connect with that again. So yeah, for me, it was a deep intuitive response, and it's been borne out by my continuing experience of practicing the Dharma in this beautiful Sangha. I feel profoundly grateful that some early order members I met exemplified something of the Dharma. They were in touch with some aspect of going for refuge, and that kind of shone through and inspired me. I'll mention a few of their names just in celebration, and also to kind of give you a sense of, oh yeah, no, one would be kind of inspired, delighted by those guys. So the first two guys I came into contact with and thought, wow, was Ratnaguna and Arta Priya at the Manchester Buddhist Centre. So and then I thought, wow, those guys, there's something about them. And then the first weekend I went to Padmaloka, Vimala Vajra was leading the weekend, and he took me for a walk, and I just thought, wow, these guys are amazing. There's something about them that their individuality and also their honesty and friendliness. And I just thought, these guys have got something and I want it. And so I really felt from that point that I wanted to commit myself to the order. And I've not regretted it. You know, it's kind of like I feel, as I said, profoundly grateful to them and also to Bhante. So when I first encountered MVC, it was a presentation by Marshall Rosenberg in East Ham, London in 2001. I was struck by his confidence, his openness, his congruence and his idealism. And I was also, this thought kind of really kind of rang in my head, which was, if I hadn't have encountered the Dharma, I'd give my life to this. That was the kind of thought. But whether it would have been able to sustain me and my connection for meaning, as the Dharma and the Sangha have done, I don't know. There have certainly been times when I felt suspicious, dubious, frustrated and confused by MVC and its practitioners. There's times when I've thought it doesn't help people. In fact, quite the reverse. It can cut them out of contact with themselves, make them feel, you know, felt that they're kind of keeping people out. So, but initially I was wowed, and I was enormously, I very much desired to kind of find out more, to kind of gain an understanding of it in the light of my understanding of the Dharma. There's a talk in Bhante gave in India, in Worli, and it touches something deep within me. I think when I encountered MVC, there was a sense that it could really help what Bhante's aspiration is here. So I'll just read this. You might be very familiar with it. I believe that humanity is basically one. I believe that it is possible for any human being to communicate with any other human being, to feel for any other human being, to be friends with any other human being. This is what I truly and deeply believe. This is part of my own experience. It is part of my own life. It is part of me. I cannot live without this belief, and I would rather die than give it up. To me, to live means to practice this belief. And that, as I said, has had a deep resonance for me. And I really can have a lot of faith in MVC as kind of helping, contributing to that desire to be able to communicate and understand any other human being.